Good morning.
How's it going?
It's good. It's good. Been up early. I'm sure you guys are up early, too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. It's Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
I can't tell you how much I'm in love with you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I sit on the couch with my girl, and, like, this is the show where we sit there and hold hands, and, like, where me and my girlfriend are, like, real in love, and we watch Grey's Anatomy, and it's so heartbreaking, and then she starts to cry, and then I have to be, like, all dude and be like, oh, baby, it's okay, and then meanwhile, I'm all busted up, and yeah, anyway, that's what you do to me.
That's what they're thinking about when they're writing that great show. They're like, oh, we got the relationship, and they're sitting on the couch, and like...
But when you're in one of those scenes of where, you know, you're having a super breakdown and people are dying all around you, do you ever think about the people that are watching that show and how torturous it is for us?
I do, but isn't it like that good torture, right? Like, I mean, isn't that like the kind of stuff that we love? Like,
it is. My relationship with Grey's Anatomy is very sadomasochistic.
I mean, it is kind of thing, right? Like, it's that kind of thing, like, build them up, and then, like, I mean, I don't know. I think that that's kind of the thing that, like, we love about it. It's, like, to love the journey of these characters, to be so, like, engaged in the lives of these characters is kind of, for me, like, when you're watching, like, that, it's that, oh, it's so hard and so sad, but it feels so good to watch it. I don't know what that is.
Now, Kim, do you get as emotional, like the viewers do when we're watching a scene for the first time, when you're reading through a script the very first time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the first time I was at a table read, and even though I knew it was coming, and it was the first scene where I find out, I couldn't even get the words out at the table read. Now, this is like a bunch of people. I mean, this is everyone, like the whole cast and the producers and the writers. And I think we all, it was on so many levels. You know, I mean, Scott Foley is such a great actor. He's the one who plays Henry, and he's so lovely to work with and funny. But also, I was so sad for Teddy. I was so sad because she's, you know, she's so in love with Henry. See, I still talk about it like it's in the present tense.
I know, and he's you got to let him go, honey. He's dead. You got to let him go. I don't mean to have to be that guy, but you got to let him go.
That's gonna be your journey. Oh, she's in such denial. I don't think she's not processing it well at all.
All right, it's Kiss 92.5, Roz and Mocha Show on the phone right now with Kim Raver. You know her as Teddy from Roz's favorite television show, Grey's Anatomy.
I like enjoy Grey's Anatomy. Leave me alone.
No, it's fine.
Are we headed next week, within the next couple of weeks, just a series one after another of just breakdown after breakdown after breakdown from different people?
I don't know. I think that's actually going to be, it's going to be really interesting. I mean, I think, you know, I definitely had talked to Shonda Rhimes and the writers and said, you know, okay, we know this is coming, and maybe we can find a different way for Teddy to grieve, because we've seen some breakdowns, and maybe it'll be interesting to do it in a different way, and it becomes a very interesting dynamic, and it gets pretty intense, you know, with Owen and Christina and Teddy, and you know, the writers just did a great job of kind of telling the story.
How far in advance from what we see on television have you guys filmed already?
Well, we had that kind of hiatus, so I would say that we are maybe five shows ahead of you guys.
Okay. The writers at times keep the script kind of a secret from you guys because of how huge the show is and without wanting to get storylines kind of leaked out to the public?
Yeah, I mean, yes, definitely. You know, and if it's a big show, you know, that's definitely kind of held in top secret. And I mean, I think we discuss things. I think the writers are trying to figure out kind of what direction that's actually going to go in. And but they're definitely open to input of how we're going to sort of navigate through it. But you don't really get the script until, like, the table read, and then we sort of sit down, and it's cold reading with everyone there.
Hey, Kim, before we let you go, our producer, Dammit Maury, has a question. Maury, go ahead.
Okay, what do McDreamy and McSteamy smell like in real life?
God, damn it, Maury.
Hotness.
Awesome. Kim Raver, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Oh, thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, my God, thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye.